Welcome to Purple Door Healing, a place where meditation and awareness unlock the door to a more awakened life. I'm your guide, Kelly. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, welcome back to Purple Door Healing. Today I have a breathing technique for you, so it's not exactly a meditation, though you can use this to get into a more meditative state of mind. But what I want to share with you today is called box breathing. This is a very common technique, so you may have come across it before, but what I wanted to provide you is an audio so that in moments of stress or trigger, you can just throw this on and you will have me there to guide you through the steps of box breathing. So when should you use box breathing? This type of breath exercise is great for any time that you happen to notice that you're triggered. And by that, I mean your heart rate is elevated. You can feel that blood pounding. Maybe you feel like you're getting kind of hot. You just can start to feel that change happen in the body. And what really is going on is that the brain is being driven by the more primal parts of our brain, the survival type instincts. And something like box breathing can help us realign and recenter in such a way that the logical thinking parts of the brain can come back online so we can make better choices, respond more calmly to whatever situations come our way. And box breathing is a very quick and easy technique, so once you get the hang of it, it's something you can absolutely do on your own without this audio, or you're welcome to use this at any time and just fast forward through these instructions. And so if you've not run across box breathing before, let me take a moment to just explain it to you. What we do is we inhale, hold at the top of the breath, so with the breath in the lungs, exhale, and then hold at the bottom of the breath, so no breath in the lungs, and then repeat. So the reason it's called box breathing is if you picture a hand motion showing up on the inhale, over on the hold, down on the exhale, and then back over to that starting point on the hold, it creates a box with your hand. So sometimes drawing that box can be helpful. But what's most important about box breathing is that each side of that box, if you will, is the same length. So we will inhale for a set count, hold for that same count, exhale for the same count, hold again for the same count. And various lengths of counting will work here. I think it's kind of nice to go with a 5 count. I find that that's a deep enough inhalation and exhalation to calm the body and the mind without it feeling like too much of a stretch for the lungs. But definitely play around with that and see what works for you. Maybe longer feels better, or shorter, or maybe a mix. Maybe shorter as you sink into the box breathing, and then lengthening as the whole system unwinds and calms down. In this exercise today, we'll do a 5 count. When you're ready, you can just get comfortable where you are. You can leave your eyes open for this, or you can close them, up to you. Sitting up nice and tall or standing is best. If you feel like you want to lie down, just see how that works for you. Always trusting the body, trusting your own intuition. Empty the lungs out completely. And now we begin Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now return to regular breathing. Allow yourself to notice the shift in the energetics of the body. If you feel like you need more, just go back to the box breathing. And that's it. It's really simple. Like I said, it's very, very easy. It's a tool to take with you. It's an easy one to use at work, at school, at home, or pretty much anywhere. And the other great thing is that you can use box breathing for just a few breaths to take a quick calm down to the nervous system or for a more extended period of time. Whatever you need, this technique is really versatile. So I hope that is a tool that you can add to your calming repertoire. If breathing exercises are helpful, make sure you let me know and I will create more content like this in the future. Thanks so much for joining me for this breathing exercise. Have a wonderful rest of your day. If you enjoyed this meditation, please consider supporting the podcast. You'll find a Support This Podcast button on any podcast directory you might be listening on, which will take you to a quick, easy way to make a monetary donation to support fees and to keep more content like this coming. Another great way to support this podcast is to write a review. Reviews help others find these meditations. As a gift for reviewing, I'll send you a copy of my digital guide to the chakras, absolutely free of charge. Simply take a screenshot of your review before submitting and send it over to me at Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at purpledoorhealing.com. Remember that the key to inner peace is in your own heart, your own soul, and your own hands. All you have to do is unlock the door.